No, I think that was leaking in the rainy day. If it was there, but since it's dry out, really.
Yeah.
But the top half was leaked, and there was there's some more going there. So after tomorrow, we'll get back to
it. Yeah.
Just in case.
अभी को आए नहीं तो आप क्या करेंगे आप बस आप क्वार्टर पास में खत्म कर दिएगा ਦੇਰਾ ਮਲਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਇਹ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਜੇਕਰ ਡਰਿੰਡ ਆ ਕੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها في كتاب الفتن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ويل للعرب من شر قد اقترب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, inshallah, I am planning to start a series of lectures that inshallah will last somewhere in the region of between 10 to 15 weeks. Today we are facing a lot of fitnas, a lot of challenges, a lot of trials, a lot of temptations as an ummah. And every day is coming up with a new fitna. You know, some years ago we did not know anything about LGBTQ and the other challenges that we are now facing. But now every day is coming up with a new challenge. We find in the hadith from Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, which has been mentioned by Imam Ahmad, Imam al-Tirmizi, and also Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, a time will come upon the people, ma min aamin illa walladhi ba'dahu sharrum minhu. Ma min aam illa walladhi ba'dahu sharrum minhu. No year will come, Sayyidina Anas is saying, year by year. But now we are living in a time, every other day is a new challenge. Sayyidina Anas is saying, every year that will come, the following year will be more difficult. We find there's a tabi'i who lived in the time of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik in Iraq. His name is Zubayr ibn Adi al-Tabi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, we went to Atayna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. فَشَكَوْنَا إِلَيْهِ مَا نَلْقَى مِنَ الْحَجَّاجِ ibn Yusuf. So we went to Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik in order to complain when Hajjaj ibn Yusuf came to Iraq and he was made the governor around the late 60s and 70s. When he came to Iraq and he was made the governor, the Tabi'i is saying, we went to the great Sahabi Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik. فَشَكَوْنَا إِلَيْهِ مَا نَلْقَى مِنَ الْحَجَّاجِ ibn Yusuf. And we were complaining of the difficulties that we are going through at the hands of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. So what did Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik say? He says, اسبروا. You have to persevere. You have to carry on. Challenges will come. Why? Because I heard the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. فَوَاللَّهِ, he said, every time that will come, the following time will be more difficult than the time that you have just passed. The actual wording of the hadith of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, لا يأتي عليكم زمان, لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه. So therefore, what do? اسبروا حتى تلقوا ربكم. Until you meet your Lord, you will have to persevere. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُهُ مِن نَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And that is what I heard the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام say. So just today, inshallah, I want to give you an introduction to what I will be speaking about, inshallah, in the coming weeks. Because we as an ummah are facing multitudes of challenges. You know, the word fitna, it's a very, very common word. It's used in multiple places in the Quran. And there are two words that go hand in hand. What are the two words? Number one, fitna. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We will most certainly trial and we will most certainly test. And then there is another word that goes with it. So example, the first word is fitna. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه. When fitna comes, you know, mashallah, when there is khair, people are mutmain and people are comfortable with their religion. But the moment there is any trial, difficulty, a test, a discord, you know, civil strife, whenever there is difficulty that will come upon the ummah, what will happen? Then the people will turn away from their, they will turn away on their heels. This is what the Quran says. So there are two words that go together. They are synonyms for one another. Number one is the word fitna. And number two is the word bala. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. We will most certainly test you. Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, in ayat number two, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So now, what does the word fitna mean? Because, you know, trials will come. On one occasion, Rasulullah is a hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd. Usama ibn Zayd, Hibbu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the individual who was most beloved to the Messenger of Allah alongside his father, Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha, Usama ibn Zayd, they were father and son. It's very, very close to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, Usama ibn Zayd, mashallah, on the occasion of Fath Makkah, who went inside the Kaaba. When Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam cleansed the Kaaba from inside on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, who went inside the Kaaba? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, number one. Number two, Sayyidina Bilal. Number three, Usama ibn Zayd. Number four, Uthman bin Talha, who was the hajib, who was a caretaker of the Kaaba at the time, and his family had the key to the Kaaba. So he was the one. These four individuals, three were Muslim, one obviously was non-Muslim. So these were the four. No Sayyidina Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, no one was taken inside the Ka'batullah. So, you know, the times of trials and tribulations will come. So Usama ibn Zayd is relating the hadith. On one occasion, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam climbed one of the rooftops of Madinatul Munawwara. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said to two of the Sahaba that were there, and you know, basically Rasulullah is on the roof, and from above the roof Rasulullah is asking the people who are in front of him, هَلْ تَرَوْنَ مَا أَرَى. Do you see what I see? And the Messenger of Allah was told, Messenger of Allah, we don't see. You know, it's like where Rasulullah salam climbed Mount Safa and he spoke to the Quraysh in the initiation of Nubuwwat, when Rasulullah was approximately 43 years old, and now he was told, now ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'andhir. When Rasulullah was told to give the announcement, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama, if I tell you on the other side of the mountain is your enemy, will you acknowledge? They said yes, because you can see what we can't see. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is asking the people of Medina Munawwara, do you see what I see on the other side of the rooftop where I am standing? The Messenger of Allah, we don't see, because we are on the low ground and you are on the high ground. So what did the Messenger of Allah say? Inni ara al fitan taqa'u khilala buyutikum ka waq'i al matar. I can see the fitna that will engulf Medina Munawwara. Every single household will be impacted by the fitan that are coming. The trials, the tests that are coming, the temptations that are coming, every single individual is going to be impacted. You know, see, look at the parable that the Messenger of Allah is mentioning. The way you have, when rain comes down, the rain reaches every home in the locality. The fitna will come into every home in Medina Munawwara. So number one is an indication, when rain comes down, there is abundance of rain, number one. So Rasulullah is highlighting, fitnas will come one after the other, and there will be a lot of fitna that will come in the ummah. For Medina Munawwara, that was a reference to Waqi'atul Harra, that happened in the time of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, when Yazid ibn Muawiyah sent his army with Muslim bin Uqba, and he came and he converged onto Medina Munawwara. Thousands of people came in the army of Muslim ibn Uqba. They attacked Medina Munawwara. There was a curfew in Medina Munawwara, and you know, no one was able to read Salat within Masjid Nabawi. But Rasulullah is giving a parable with the drops of rain. So number one, there is an indication towards tasalsul, constancy. One fitna will come, another will come, another will come, another will come, one after the other. Rasulullah in another hadith says, the fitnas will be so intense like the wind in the desert on a hot summer's day. What is the nature of the wind when it's very, very hot, it's 45, 50 degrees, what is the nature of the wind? It's like if it hits you, you know, they say, Mujhe lu aisi lagi, it's like, you know, it's burning your cheeks. That is the nature of the fitna. To the extent an individual will say, Hadihi muhlikati, this fitna will destroy me. Yet he doesn't know the one that is coming after that is going to be even more severe. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, you know, there will come a time, حتى يمر الرجل على القبر فيتمرغ عليه ويقول يا ليتني مكان صاحب هذا القبر. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, a individual will go past the قبرستان, the graveyard, and he will say, if only I was in your position and you were in my position. In other words, individuals, we are living in a time where you can say people will desire to die. There's one kitab written by Allama Yusuf Ludhianwi rahimahullah shaheed. He was martyred in Pakistan. Allama Yusuf Ludhianwi rahimahullah, an amazing scholar of the recent past in Pakistan. He was martyred in Pakistan. He was shot. He wrote a kitab, Asr-e Hadir Hadith ke Aine mein. Yani our modern times, in light of the sunnah, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, in there he's quoted the hadith, he's quoted multiple hadith of the fitan of our time. You know, there are going to be trials and temptations and tests, one after the other, they will come. He mentions approximately multiple riwayat, but he's mentioned one riwayat of Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, it's a long hadith where Rasulullah has mentioned up to 72 signs of the zamana of fitan. Fitanas will come, and this will happen, where Rasulullah has said, salat will be neglected. Today we are living in a time, maybe 90% of the ummah is not on salat. Interest will become common. And Rasulullah, Nisa'un kasiyatun ariyatun mumilatun ma'ilat. You will have women who will be clothed, but they will be unclothed. Where Rasulullah has mentioned many, many other signs. Big buildings. This is also one of the signs of Qiyamah and one of the times of fitan. So there are going to be many, 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 many fitanas, many trials, many temptations. And like I've told you, it goes hand in hand with the word bala. Islam, means a struggle. The moment you acknowledge that you are a Muslim, struggles will come to you. That is what the Quran says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. So, I want to highlight to you first, what does the word fitna mean? I should have mentioned this in the beginning, but what does the word fitna mean? They say, إِدْخَالُ الذَّهَبَ النَّارَ لِتَذْهَرَ جَوْدَتُهُ مِّنْ رَدَاءَتِهِ. When you put gold into the fire and you melt it in order to recognize the original gold from the fake gold, you want to see if the gold is absolutely pure, 24 karat gold, or you want to see if there are impurities mixed in with that gold. That process is called fatana. And you know, the fact that the gold goes through a lot of difficulty of burning in the fire, that's what a fitna is. Why? The question is, why does Allah Ta'ala test me and you? Okay, we will go through fitna. Why does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala do it? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut, which is Surah number 29 in the Quran, ayat number 2, ayat number 3, what does Allah say? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتَرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people of Iman think that they are going to... And yutaraku, they will be just left alone, okay, to carry on the way you are, and you are not going to be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Why does Allah Ta'ala bring about trials, a test, and difficulties, and temptations, and civil discord, and civil strife? Why do we have it? We have it, why? Because Allah Ta'ala wants to test our iman. Allah Ta'ala wants to test our iman. Because Allah Ta'ala is saying it's there to differentiate right from wrong. Because one of the signs that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned on one of the fitnas that is coming in the ummah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, if I remember rightly, is mentioned by, I don't have the reference. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, يَأْتِي أَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ. Look at the hadith. يَأْتِي أَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ. There will be very, very... there will come many years in your life where there is only deception. بس دھوکے کے سوا کچھ نہیں ہوگا. There will only be deception in the ummah. And then what did Rasulullah say? يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق. There will come a time the liar will be classified the true one, and the true one will be classified as a liar. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. And the khain and the treacherer will be classified as the ameen and the honest one. And the other way around, those people who are trustworthy, they will be classified as the treacherous ones. Today, you can see, we don't have to explain how that is happening and materializing in the world. The liars of the world today are in the biggest positions all around the world. Those people who are khain, that were connected to Epstein, those people who were connected to him, mashallah, they can get away with daylight robbery. Those people who are absolute khain, treacherous, they are classified as the ameen and the trustworthy ones. MashaAllah, you've got a platform called True Social. Allahu Alam. I don't know what, MashaAllah, everything else is fake news. Only his is Truth Social. Otherwise, everything else is fake. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam prophesied this time is going to come. And we are now going through fitna after fitna after fitna. To the extent, Rasulullah alayhi salam, before I continue inshallah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, this is the mercy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam that he told us everything that is coming. If I tell you on the other side of a door there is a fire, that is mercy. If I tell you on the other side of this door there is a fire, it's a mercy. It's not adab, it's not a punishment. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other side of the fence, there is a fire of hell. That is a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah ta'ala mention in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah ta'ala mentions punishment after punishment after punishment. And then he says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. The fact that Allah ta'ala is mentioning these punishments is to open our eyes before we die. So the fitnas are there in order to open our eyes. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he says, a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitab al-Ilm. What did Sayyidina Abu Huraira say? I learned two vessels of knowledge from the Messenger of Allah, salam. Two vessels of knowledge I collated from the Messenger of Allah. One vessel I have scattered into the ummah. I've told you. In regards to salat and sawm and everything else that you need to know. Then he says, I've got a second one. In other words, I've got another vessel of knowledge that say, the Messenger of Allah, I learned from him. لَوْ بَثَثْتُهُ قُطِعَ هَذَا الْبُلْعُونَ. If I were to spread that second aspect of knowledge, then what will happen? My neck, my jugular vein will be severed. I will be killed. Why? Because I know the people who are going to come, أَئِمَّةُ الْفِتْنَةِ أَئِمَّةُ الْفِتْنَةِ الدُّعَاتِ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ جَهَنَّمِ. There are those callers that are calling people to the doors of Jahannam. The Messenger of Allah said, this will be also another big fitna that will come within the ummah. You call it ad-du'at ala abwaab Jahannam. They are going to call you towards the hellfire. And you can see how people are today being invited towards hellfire. So, I want to highlight to you, inshallah, the main fitnas. In the next coming weeks, inshallah, we will take 10 weeks and we'll take one fitna at a time. But what I want to highlight to you is what Shah Waliyullah Muhaddis Dehelvi Rahimahullah has highlighted in regards to the concept of fitna. If you get a chance, if you go have a look, inshallah, in Hujjatullah al-Baligha, in volume number 2. In volume, it's in 2 volumes, and the commentary, those brothers who understand the Urdu language, the commentary has been written of Hujjatullah al-Baligha in 5 volumes by Sheikh Muhammad Mufti Muhammad Saeed Palampuri Rahimahullah, who was a Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband. And he's wrote a 5 commentary work, 5 volume work. It's called Rahmatullah al-Wasi'ah. Rahmatullah al-Wasi'ah. In volume number 5, Shah Waliyullah rahimahullah has touched on the fitna, on the concept of fitna. And what are the fitnas that we are going to go through as an ummah? Shah Waliyullah rahimahullah has mentioned multiple, he's mentioned 6. But I just want to highlight to you, inshallah, 2 fitnas that are going to come, and they are very, very common. And this is where we need to open our eyes, that fitna does not come to me and you. What are the fitnas? Number 1, look what he says. Fitnatu ar-rajul fi nafsihi. فتنة الرجل في نفسه بأن يقسو قلبه Look what it says. The fitna of an individual that is going to be localized. It's restrained to yourself. And what is that fitna? When the heart of an individual becomes hard. بِأَنْ يَقَسُوَ قَلْبُهُ When the heart of an individual becomes hard, to the extent, فَلَا يَجِدُ طَاعَةَ ال... فَلَا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَةَ الطَّاعَةَ وَلَا لَذَّةَ الْمُنَاجَاتِ شَوَلِيُّ اللَّهِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ is saying, you will come to such an extent, your heart will become so dark, your heart will become so corrupt, that you will be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will have absolutely no ecstasy, no shawq. You will have absolutely, you know, it's like you have no sense of achievement. We come to Salat, we read Salat, we go outside and we receive absolutely nothing. We come to Salat, we go outside and the Quran says, "Inna Salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." The Salat is meant to prevent an individual from fahsha, indecency, and munkar and evil. Why is it I go outside the masjid after Jumu'ah namaz and I'm still looking at haram? Why? Because my heart is dead. Shawaliyullah rahimahullah says, this is the first fitna that is localized with every individual. Today our hearts are dead. Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain used to say, radiyallahu anhu, لو طهرت قلوبنا ما شبعنا من كلام ربنا. If our hearts were clean, we would never become satiated. We will never become satiated and satisfied, but that we are going to read the Quran. We can't pass a day in our lives where we do not hold the Quran and read the Quran and try and internalize and try and understand the Quran. There are five things, inshallah, that will soften our hearts. There are five things that will soften our hearts. Number one, the company of the pious. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ So you have to stay in the company of the pious. Ask yourself, what a company of the pious do you have in your life? When we go to work, who are we in the company of? When we go home, we are in the company of the TV. Are we reading the Quran? Are we reading Islamic material that will give me good company? And then we are surprised, why is it that I have absolutely no taste and I have no halawat and I have no ecstasy when it comes to ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah. Our situation in salah, you know, our situation in salah is like a fish outside water. Our situation in salah is like a fish outside water. The moment you come outside salat, then mashallah, we feel happy. It's like if the imam goes one minute long, okay, in Jumu'ah Salat, you know what, normally you finish at 12:37 or today, why did you finish 12:38? We got delayed to get to work. You know, that is our situation when it comes to our situation in the masjid is unfortunately like a fish outside water. Whereas a Muslim in the masjid should be like a fish inside water, that we do not want to go outside. That should be our situation. There are five things, inshallah, that will soften our hearts. What are they? Number one, the company of the pious. Number two, remembrance of death. You frequently remember death and inshallah, it will give you qana'at. It will give you contentment because you know tomorrow you are going to die. Why am I accumulating so much? Today, you believe me, some of us here have enough to last for an entire generation. Some people in the Muslim ummah, mashallah, they've got a lot of money. But even then, people are greedy for more and more and more. You know, there's a Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik used to say, "Arba'atun min ash-shaqa." Arba'atun min ash-shaqa. There are four signs of shaqawat. There are four signs. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I've been told you're not paid overtime. So you should finish on time. So mashallah, my time is 12:15. So inshallah, I finish. You know, inshallah, even if they don't pay me, I'll still come inshallah. Because I love the community of Allah. But I was told you must finish at 12:15. Inshallah, we'll continue next time inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq inshallah to realize the fitna of our time. And inshallah, how do we combat those fitnas? Okay, inshallah, we'll do it next week inshallah. And then we will continue. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Number one, brother Naveed, his grandmother has passed away in Pakistan. Inshallah, we make dua for her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate her position in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receive her in the best way, inshallah. Allah ta'ala grant sabr and himmah to the family and anyone who has lost loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them immense patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to prepare before our time comes. I just received a call before I came. A sister told me that my mother has passed away. She went to sleep after Isha. At the time of Fajr, when we went to wake her up, she did not wake up. So she just went to sleep, absolutely healthy, nothing wrong. She went to sleep and she just did not wake up. So inshallah, we make dua for everyone, whoever has lost loved ones, inshallah. The second announcement, inshallah, we're going to make a collection for Gaza. Brother Nuruddin, inshallah, will take 2 minutes of your time. And the third announcement, inshallah, this coming Sunday, Brother Sulaiman, who lost his mother last week, and we announced it. So inshallah, there is a majlis of dua this coming Sunday after Maghrib Salah. So inshallah, we'll have a dua, inshallah, for all those who are deceased. We'll have a small lecture in regards to preparing for death and the importance of preparing for death, inshallah. And then after that, inshallah, there will be food. So everything will be finished between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. So everyone is encouraged to attend, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll leave it to Brother Nuruddin for the announcement for Gaza, inshallah.
الحمد لله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. As you all aware, the situation in Gaza is getting more and more worse and severe and hard to live in there. First is, as you all know, that the ceasefire is only from one side, so the killing is nearly every day. And then the weather is not helping. The rain is very hard, as much as more than what happened in UK yesterday. And we all saw the rain of yesterday, how hard it was. The tent, they are not supporting anything. The people, they have a swimming pool inside of the tent. All the cloth is wet and no possibility of life or living in that tent. So our last project was supplying 120 plastic cover spread, which go on the top of the tent, which help a little bit to reduce the leak which is happening in the tent. Yeah, and that cost £4,000. Yeah, and our next project, inshallah, will be supplying some blankets. Yeah, which as well cover around £4,000. Will cover around 120 family. So your support always is needed. And first of all, as well, I say to you, thank you very much for all your donations. May Allah reward you all, and may Allah accept from everyone. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى، فإن التقوى هي النجاة في زمن الفتن، وهي سفينة السلامة في بحار الظلم والاضطراب. أيها المسلمون، إن الله سبحانه وتعالى حذرنا من الفتن في كتابه، فقال سبحانه: واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ألف لام ميم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. فالفتن سنة من سنن الله في خلقه، ليمحص بها القلوب، ويميز الصادق من الكاذب، والثابت من المتردد. ويا أيها المسلمون، أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كثرة الفتن في آخر الزمان، فقال: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ستكون فتن القاعد فيها خير من القائم، والقائم خير من الساعي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. ويا أيها المسلمون، كيف نثبت وكيف ننجو في زمان الفتن؟ أولا، التمسك بالقرآن والسنة، قال سبحانه وتعالى: وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا. وثانيا، كثرة الدعاء بالثبات. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول: يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلبي على دينك، رواه الترمذي رحمه الله. وثالثا، ملازمة جماعة المسلمين والعلماء، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالجماعة وإياكم والفرقة، رواه الترمذي رحمه الله. ورابعا، الإكثار من العبادات، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: العبادة في الهرج كهجرة إلي، رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. اللهم إننا ضعفاء، فقونا على السير على سبيلك، وقونا في نيل رضاك. اللهم أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء، فارزقنا. نسأل الله العافية ودوام العافية وتمام العافية والشكر على العافية، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه، أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كالنجوم، أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين وجعلنا منهم، واخذ من خزر الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى من كل سوء، وحرره من قيود الظلم والعدوان، واجعلنا من جنوده المدافعين عنه يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure the gaps in front of you are filled in, inshallah. There's a lot of space in front of you, inshallah, brothers. Your mobile, brothers, please on silent. Your garments above the ankles, inshallah, just for the duration of salat at least, inshallah.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر،
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سو الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا، أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. أم حسب الذين يعملون السيئات أن يسبقونا، ساء ما يحكمون. من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العلى، سبحان ربي العلى، الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله والصلوات والتشريف. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه. اللهم انت سلام ومنك سلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قره اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقوا قنا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, inshallah, just a very polite reminder, inshallah, those brothers who are leaving, if you can please leave very very silently whilst you are not talking here, because other brothers and sisters will be reading their salat, inshallah. So please do not disturb those who are reading their salat, inshallah.